I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is TCS Plus, the business technology show brought to you by Tech Central. You can subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/TechCentral, or in your favorite podcasting app. Now, we're joined by an executive from Old Mutual next. Nomsa Luisa is IT executive in charge of employee and workplace enablement and has overseen the deployment of Workday solutions at the financial services provider. We'll also be speaking today to Kiv Moodley, who is the MD of Workday in South Africa, a bit later in the discussion. But first, Nomsa, welcome to Tech Central Studio. Thanks for making the time. Tell me a bit about your role at Old Mutual and also about the strategic role of IT in the group.
Thank you, Duncan, and thank you for that question. So I look after, as you've mentioned, employee enablement as well as workplace solutions in the IT department. So what my role entails is making sure that our employees have the best experience both in the office and at home, whether it's working on HC technology for their human capital processes, as well as their own technology that they use for collaboration, messaging. As you know, we have all diverted to work from home or hybrid work. At Old Mutual, we predominantly work from home. Okay. That means for us as an IT department, we need to ensure that our employees are always connected, always on, but most importantly, that they can continue collaborating as if they were in the office. Mm-hmm. So within my portfolio, we look after not only our human capital technology, but also the workplace technology that enables collaboration and work from home and hybrid work and the employee experience from a digital lens point of view. So what's really important for us as Old Mutual is in thinking around future ways of work and the future world of work, it looks very different to how work used to look in the traditional sense in the olden days. So our portfolio needs to make sure that we are properly set up for future ways of work, that our employees are enabled from a technology and continuation point of view so that they can better service our customers. So within our portfolio, really big on the agenda is with everything that's changing, with all the advancement in technology, how do we make sure our employees and the technology they use at work is moving at the same pace as the technology that they use to in their personal lives, but most importantly, the technology that our customers are using so that our employees are also quickly and efficiently enabled to better service our customers as well.
It's interesting what you say about most of your employees still working from home. It's been, 4 years since COVID broke out now. A lot of South African companies have decided to bring their employees back to the office, saying that it's needed from a cultural perspective. And it's not only non-tech companies. I've noticed some tech companies as well are saying, guys, you've got to come back to the office. How has the work from home experience been for Old Mutual? Clearly, it's worked out better than the experience of some other companies. But have you had to tweak the rules around it? And how has it worked exactly, especially more recently, where we've seen a lot of companies saying, sorry, guys, it's time to come back to the office?
It's definitely a topical issue. I think if you look anywhere and read any blog, there's a big debate around, you know, are employees more productive at home? Should we bring people back? We've taken the stance of the hybrid ways of work. So what we introduced about a year and a half ago to 2 years ago is 2 days in the office. And then 3 days flexible, people can work from home and work from anywhere really where they can continue with work. But what's been key is we've said to individuals that the 2 days that you are in the office, you have to be there with the rest of your team and that they are used for collaboration sessions. So we're very deliberate about if we're asking people to come back to work, what are we asking them to come back and do? It doesn't help to ask people to come to work and they're sitting behind their computers on Teams meetings the whole day. So those days are very much reserved for your collaboration sessions. We work in agile ways of work. So what we tend to do is for those 2 days, we do our PI planning, we do our Scrum planning and our Scrum meetings and so on. So being very deliberate around the 2 days and the 2 days we agree as a team what 2 days we're going to choose so that the whole team is there. Then the rest of the week is up to you how you organize yourself as a team. Okay. I think a very important part of our culture as well, being in an agile mindset and agile ways of work, is self-managing teams. So the teams, some teams will come in on a Monday and a Friday. Some teams will come in and choose on a Wednesday. So it's very rarely that you'll go into the office and find it very full.
Yes.
Because people manage their days and how they come together as teams. I think it's worked out well because what it's done is it focuses on output versus you know, having bums in seats and people coming into the office. So you see that people know that for those 2 days, that's what I'm there for. If I'm going to focus on the output I'm there to get for the day. And we jointly agree what our focus is going to be for the rest of the week. So you find that the output is still there. You're managing outcomes instead of managing time in the office. Employees feel more empowered. Mm. And therefore, they also, I think, perform better because they know that there's a sense of trust. The manager's not micromanaging. The manager knows that even when I'm at home, I'm actually working. Mm-hmm. It's so important for IT, as I've said, especially in our role, to make sure that they are actually enabled to always work when they're at home as well. So the same connectivity and experience they would have had in the office, the same collaboration tools that they would have had in the office need to work just as well at home. So that's worked. We haven't seen significant issues with that. We are trying to make the days in the office more meaningful so that people don't complain about coming in. And I'll say it's working out well. What we have also had to do is rethink what we want people to actually get out of the office. So versus just the office building, what is it that we're making? How are we making the office more inviting? How are we making it conducive? So we're actually in a big project now to restack our offices, you know, building more collaboration rooms, making sure there's more whiteboards and space for people to collaborate versus having an office. We've also done away with offices. So we have open seating, hot desking, and therefore people work in a very different agile way, which makes it attractive to come to the office because I'm there to talk to people, to engage, to problem solve together versus sitting in my own cubicle, staring at my laptop the whole day.
So would you say that on the back of all of this, and COVID was obviously the spark for it, but would you say that Old Mutual as a company is now more productive?
I wouldn't say. It depends. Different people measure productivity differently.
Sure.
But I can speak from an IT point of view and particularly for my team. So we are about, I've got more than 90 individuals in my space under workplace enablement. I must say that I haven't seen a significant decline in productivity. I haven't picked up any issues as a leader. In fact, I find that because we know that the time that we have together is limited, we really are, when we are together, we make the most of it and we come out with some amazing stuff together.
Yeah.
But similarly, when we're working from home, people are always reaching out and setting up time by themselves to actually work in meeting rooms. Virtual meeting rooms have been amazing. You know, the use of technology, we've had to become creative around how do we use technology to still feel like we're talking the whole day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our MS Teams chats have also been that always on platform where you can just pop something in and somebody will respond immediately because people are there. So it feels like your colleague is right next door to you. So I haven't seen a significant decline in productivity. In fact, what I have seen on the days that we come in, you get a lot more apologies of people being late for meetings because they have to now make the commute, right? Mm-hmm. That time that they could have been spent, that they could have spent in meetings already or working on a task is now spent on the road. Mm-hmm. So I do find that the days that we do come into the office because of the commute, because of the water cooler conversations, which are good. I think those days are actually least productive if you ask me. I know when I'm in the office, the number of people that walk up to your desk and, you know, just going to the canteen, how many people are going to stop you versus working from home, getting up to grab your coffee, coming back and getting on with it. I actually think it's quite the opposite.
Yeah. But from an IT perspective and learning to manage a hybrid organization, was it quite difficult at first with a lot of people working offsite? Did you have to make some significant changes in the way that your IT systems were structured?
Absolutely. I think as a country, as the world, we all had to overnight learn what work from home means. Mm-hmm. And I think for South Africa, I mean, we're very much an office-based culture. So no company would have planned for that, you know, just one day overnight, I have to shut down my offices and make sure that work can still continue. So it was a big thing. I think the tools really came in handy. So having the right tools and the right systems to help you make the jump really came in handy. It really boiled down to what technology vendor are you with and how quickly can they get you, you know, up and running. We had to learn some new skills as a team. So the team had to shift from assisting somebody who's going to walk up to them and ask an IT question to helping somebody with their home setup, you know, helping somebody with their home Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So there was definitely some quick, rapid upskilling that needed to be done by the different teams. We had to think differently around what customer service means, but similarly, our customers had to now engage with us in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, I can't just walk up to NOMS and ask a question. I now have to suddenly book meetings, do our meeting rooms work, our virtual meeting rooms. So there was a lot of upskilling, I think, both from an IT point of view, but from an end user point of view as well, on how this engagement model is going to work. How do I engage with people that I don't see? Mm. For us as IT, the business is our customers, you know, and our customers are also facing external customers. How do we make that seamless without them being in the building? So there was a quick upskilling needed. You had to quickly invest in technology. You had to quickly invest in equipment to make sure that your employees could work from home, you know, having desktops in the office to making sure everybody now has a laptop, a modem, backup power, because, I mean, load shedding as well. So there was a huge investment, I think, both from a technology point of view, skill points of view, and culture, because you also then have to be very deliberate around, you know, what are the etiquettes when working from home? How do we still maintain that human connection? You know, getting people to turn on their cameras. You know, getting people used to talking on meetings with cameras, that was quite a thing. So it was an adjustment, I think, all around for everybody. But as we do, I think as human beings, as South Africans particularly, we roll with the punches, right? Mm. So we made it work. And I think for most organizations, there wasn't a significant 1 month downtime because we didn't have that luxury. You know, you were told on Friday, we're shutting down, that famous speech, we're going on 21 days lockdown, but it didn't mean companies were closing. It was 21 days work from home, which then became our permanent, almost permanent situation. So we had to get on with
it. You had to improvise.
Mm-hmm. And improvise we did.
Yeah.
I think what really helped is because we were all in the same situation. It's one thing when it's one department or one company, but because the whole world was in that situation, the empathy and tolerance levels of everybody was there. Mm-hmm. So people understood that we're all learning. We're not going to all get it right. This is new to all of us, and therefore we're more patient with each other. And let's be patient with our IT department, because they never planned for this eventuality. So that definitely helped.
Yeah. And I imagine none of this was possible without modern technology at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think, yes, absolutely spot on. Having the right technology is important. As supplying employee enablement, our human capital technology and human data, human capital data, human capital processes needing to be spot on was very important. So we were lucky enough to, in fact, we were already going on the journey to moving on to Workday from our previous legacy platform. Mm-hmm. We had to shift from doing the project in office, doing the whole implementation face-to-face to doing it online. In fact, Old Mutual went live with Workday during COVID.
Okay.
And
so did the engagements with Workday start prior to COVID, or was it as a result of the...
Prior. So the project actually went live in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. So the implementation had to be a hybrid work-from-home situation.
Yeah.
And I think that helped because what that also enabled, number one, you had to fast-track things because you actually realized that we'll be in a better place once we're on this cloud technology versus being on paper. And paper means somebody must be in the office to push the paper and sign the paper.
So it was actually an ideal time.
You know, it was an ideal time. Yeah. And everybody, and also I think, you know, they say find the silver lining in everything. The fact that people knew that, listen, if you're not on technology and not online, you're going to fall flat because we're not in the office anymore. Mm-hmm. You need to digitally transform. Mm-hmm. So that was the gift, I guess, in the pandemic. So that also pushed the importance of why we need to actually migrate. I mean, if I look at, and you'll hear our human capital executives speak about it, where prior to Workday, just finding a simple employee count to know how many people you need to cater for hybrid work, you know, for the vaccine stats, et cetera, was impossible before because everything was on paper, Excel, very limited capability on the technology we were on back then, to suddenly being able to put all of Old Mutual on one platform on a technology like Workday makes people decisions easier, makes planning for hybrid work easier, makes making accommodations for people easier. So that certainly helped. Vaccine management was one of those as well, where without a powerful platform like Workday, where you're able to roll out something on the system and say, here's the data, people attest here, are you vaccinated, are you not? Mm-hmm. You can imagine trying to do that for 30,000 plus employees on paper versus being on a platform. I think what it also helped is for the first time, we had all our employee data on one platform for entire segments. And at the push of a button, you could be able to see the entire employee landscape. Where are people located? How do we accommodate the different regions and so on? So that definitely helped as well. So it's absolutely important. And I think it was a gift to just have the right technology partners and have them move with you in the direction that you're trying to move. And it almost spearheaded and I think pushed the digital transformation faster. Because I think everybody during COVID realized that, listen, the old ways is not going to work anymore. We need to innovate and get forward and get moving with the right technology.
It's almost impossible to run a hybrid organization without cloud-based software, isn't it?
It's difficult. Mm-hmm. It is certainly difficult. It's definitely easier being cloud. And as Old Mutual, I think we were one of the first financial service providers to go fully cloud. It was a big drive. It's been a big agenda for the organization. And last year we went fully cloud. And it's because of things like, you know, how much easier it is to run on software as a service and on cloud versus legacy systems on-premise when you're actually not on-premise yourselves, as you can imagine. But also the ability to move faster and move with the times and trust that your technology partner is watching what's happening out there. They're on top of what's happening out there and they're going to make sure that you stay ahead. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely an advantage, absolutely.
So, and also maybe just give me some insight into what it is about Workday that attracted Old Mutual to the platform and what you're able to do with Workday that perhaps you can't do with some of the other software vendors out there.
Right. Thanks, Duncan, for that question. So I actually go way back with Workday. This would be the third corporate that I encounter where the corporate decides to make the move to Workday.
Okay.
So I'll speak from my experience in general, having been in the human capital technology space for quite a while. So I think one of the main things is, and I've touched on it earlier, that being on the cloud and software as a service component, and also that the vendor will always be looking at what's best, what's best practice, but also what makes sense. So your legacy systems, as good as they might have been at a point in time, I think technology moves at such a pace these days that as an organization, with it not being your bread and butter and with you not being a vendor, you can't always keep up with what's happening out there, the latest trends and what makes sense. So Workday would enable you to then stay ahead of the curve, so to speak. So technologies like Workday enable you to be on top of your game and ahead of the curve without you actually taking cognizant or having to constantly watch what's happening in the market. So with Workday being a software as a service provider, they would, for example, because it's cloud, make sure that all their clients are on the latest version, that all their clients' business processes are best practice, and that you're actually taking advantage of that the advancements in technology, like your AI, like machine learning when Workday came out. So that's something that if I had to look at that myself with my team of developers, it would be a full-time job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not our bread and butter. We have to look after other things. So knowing that your vendor's on top of it, your vendor's constantly looking at what are the innovations we can bring, what's happening in the customer space, what's happening in employee experience, what's the best thing in employee experience that we can bring into our technology, how do we bring in other technologies, how do we partner with other vendors within the context of Workday. And for me, that's been the greatest advantage. So the partnership that Workday has with AWS, the partnership with Microsoft, for example, from a Teams point of view, if you had a legacy system and you tried to build that yourselves, it would be quite a mission. It would take you a lot of work. So knowing that your cloud vendor is looking at that, is constantly looking at ways to innovate, improve the product, improve the employee experience, is a big thing. So that was definitely a big plus, being able to, you know, partner with a vendor that's on Gartner's quadrant that you know is always watching what's happening in the space and seamlessly enabling it for you without you knowing via the different updates. You just need to configure it and make sure it works for your organization. So that definitely works. I think a big part of it is also the user experience. So as employees, you and I, for example, we engage with a lot of technology in our day-to-day lives and a lot of apps. And there's a certain expectation we've got from how apps need to be seamless, how they need to engage with us, etc. Workday also gets that right from an employee experience point of view. So you don't feel like you're working in a clunky system where you're clicking 100 clicks and it's looking gray and black and white and you have to figure out this maze of human capital processes. You know, it's a seamless, intuitive user experience. So when the employee goes, it's very obvious to them what they need to do. It's clean. Definitely, if I look at having been in the human capital technology space for a lot of times and seeing systems come and go and change, etc., it feels lighter, it feels more intuitive. The user experience is already defined for you. So versus my team of developers having to go and think, okay, what is the journey that we want to build for our employees and therefore how should this UI look? It's already defined for you. It's already there and it's about you configuring it for your organization, but having great comfort that you're still using the best tool, and you're still following best practice because so many other leading organizations are using it. You're on the same version, which is also very important. So in legacy systems, we all took what we got and we really broke it, if you ask me, because everybody thought they're special and their processes are special and so different. And then we all took our legacy systems and customized them to such a degree that you didn't even know what you were working on. But if you're working on a cloud solution like Workday, you know, rest assured, you're on the same version as everybody else. You know that on the background, you know, things are sound, the updates are done for you, you're following best practice. And that really makes you sleep a bit easier as an IT department as well. And of course, the user experience is so much more different.
What was involved in moving off a legacy system onto a modern cloud-based platform like Workday? Now, you mentioned that organizations tend to build on different elements and bespoke components, et cetera, to these legacy systems. How did you manage that process of modernizing the IT organization and moving to Workday without breaking too many internal processes?
I think the important thing, so Workday is a human capital technology system, and your human capital processes are really what you're trying to put onto the platform. Traditionally, as I've mentioned, what we would have done is taken our vendor and then said, these are our processes, and therefore you will do what our processes say, right? When you're working on the cloud, you don't have that luxury, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So what it entails, less than trying to fix the solution, it's actually fixing your processes and fixing your house, which I think is the gift, because it's looking at your processes and saying, right, if I have these many steps in the process, how much of them are really value adding to the employee, the line manager, and the customer that I'm servicing? And if I were to charge for each of these steps in the process, would the customer pay? And the minute that answer is no, then you don't want to take that step or that process into your new system. So versus before you even get to turning on the technology and turning on Workday, it's very important the work that you do beforehand, because I do think that a lot of the hard work and the detail that will determine your success on the platform is what you put onto the platform. So not doing a lift and shift from your legacy system is very important. Number one, it probably won't work because you're working on a cloud solution. And number two, because you could customize so much, you would have built in a lot of, somebody wakes up one day and decides, you know, I've changed my mind. I think I want this person to approve. And because your legacy system allows you to, you're going to break it. You're not going to test whether it makes sense. Nomsa woke up and she's the boss and she decided. So with your cloud solution, you work within a framework, and you have to make sure that what you take into that cloud solution is within that best practice framework, but also, you know, thinking seamless, thinking least waste. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of work involved in really looking at your processes. How much waste have we built into the processes? How do we remove that waste and make sure we don't carry it into the system? That's the one. The second part is your operating model. So how are you going to operate with a platform that's on the cloud that is predominantly self-service? It's very different to how you operated in the legacy, at least for a lot of organizations. Traditional HR, you had the line manager relying on your human capital business partner doing everything for you. You could just pick up the phone and phone HR and say, listen, this person hasn't come to work. I need you to mark them as absconded on the system. Here's the form. I filled it in and emailed it to you. You don't know what happens in the background. Cloud solutions and the new world of work is around self-service, right? I know what I need to get done. I know how I need to do my job. Therefore, enable me with the tool versus building too many middlemen. That is a culture shift. So there's a big culture shift in what self-service means, but also how you organize your operating model. So in the old operating model, you might have had human capital as the center of every single process. And before everything gets transacted, it needs to go through human capital. Self-service says decisions are best made where the person is. They know their job. They know what they need to get done. The employee is the best person who knows what's the correct data. So why would you send it to human capital to update my address, for example? Put it on self-service. So in a cloud solution, you need to do things like that. So your operating model mm-hmm. needs to mirror that, where the employee is empowered to do more. Therefore, what do the individuals that used to do that more do now? And you need to think around, how do I now capacitate my human capital team, for example, to be more partners than admin administrative roles? And then how do I capacitate my line managers to fully take ownership of the employee? Because, you know, it's a mind shift from thinking the employee and their task is HR's responsibility to actually, as a leader, people are my responsibility. And how does the system enable me to do those people tasks easier? So the operating model one is a big one. Then data. Data is another huge one. So in legacy systems, you might have been able to customize fields, tables, labels to your heart's content. You know, if we call it this, that's what we're going to call it on the new system. Doesn't matter what the system calls it. If we've called it this for 170 years, that's what we want to call it. In a cloud solution, you might not have that luxury, right? So you have to really think around your data construct. What data are you collecting? Do you need all that data? What data are you not collecting that's actually going to work, make the system work better? But most importantly, what do we call this data in the new world? Because there could be some naming conventions that you need to make. Mm-hmm. There might be some sacrifices also that you need to make. As you can imagine, if you're moving to a largely UK, US-based system, you might not have called things a certain way in the South African market. So there's also some sacrifices and change management you need to do with your human capital team, your line managers, to say, on the new system, this is now called this. What does it look like? How do we cleanse our data? How do we get our data into the right format for the new platform and so on? So there's a lot around data decisions as well.
So at the end of the day, it makes you a more efficient organization.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You definitely come out on the other end with least waste. You definitely come out with a better employee experience. But I think most importantly, you also come out with more empowered employees and line managers, because they're able to actually see end to end what's entailed in this downstream process, input the data and take ownership of the data. It definitely makes decision making much easier as well, because as a people manager, I'm able to see, probably for the first time, all my people data for all processes intertwined on one platform, right from recruitment all the way through onboarding. I've got the data that backs up everything that happens there, so I'm able to make data-led decisions. Workday has great in-flight analytics. So as I'm about to, for example, do a compensation change for somebody, Workday will say, listen, this person got a compensation change 5 years ago, but their peer might have been advanced, 2 years ago. They're sitting out of scale. This might be a flight risk. Those are all stats that working on a paper wouldn't be able to see. Mm-hmm. So now as a manager, I'm able to get some advanced analytics and make better, more informed decisions versus trying to recall on memory, oh, when last did we do this? What did the previous manager do? Mm-hmm. All of that is now sitting on a platform for me. Mm-hmm.
Before I invite Kiv to join me in the hot seat here, last question for you, Nomsa. Obviously, user feedback is very important in rolling out new platforms. Give us some insight into the feedback you've received from employees about how they're using the system and what it's allowing them to do that they maybe couldn't do before.
Okay, so it's definitely been a journey. I can tell you when you do a survey, as you should, and sentiment analysis immediately after go live, the feedback is mixed. There's what we call the Facebook moment where people are excited. I can update my profile picture and I can see an org structure with pictures and everybody's excited. And then they quickly realize I can no longer phone HR and say, do this for me. I have to do my own advertising of vacancies and etc. So there's that. So there's, if you talk to managers, immediately after go live, before they go through all the motions of the change management, the sentiment might be a bit mixed, but it's a journey that you have to work. So as Old Mutual, we've definitely worked and walked with our consumers. So we've had phases where constantly, and it's an ongoing thing, we do what we call sentiment analysis via user surveys and focus groups to just gauge, what's your experience, what could be better, what was working brilliantly for you before then that we might have broken without knowing, and actually what is actually better. One of the things that always come out as being better is the ability to see my people data in one place. Internal mobility is also easier. So before, people were really restricted in terms of being able to move. Within Old Mutual, we have a number of segments, different products that we offer to consumers as well, different divisions. People wouldn't see what's going on and the opportunities that are happening in the other segments because it wasn't all on one platform. So now internal mobility is easier because not only do I get to see what vacancies are available, I also get to see the people, if I'm working on my own career path, the people that are working in the role that I might aspire to work in, what has led them there, what courses they have done in the past, qualifications they have. And also I'm able to reach out to them on a platform, reach out to them and say, hey, would you be able to mentor me? I see you in this role. Mm-hmm. And just be able to navigate the system from a career progression a lot easier. I think a big one has as well for employees is that ability to own your data. So I'm able to go in, if something looks wrong with my data, go in and edit it versus waiting till maybe payday and I don't get paid. Or I get missed, for example, in share schemes. So we've got a share scheme that's got specific criteria around it. And if your data is not correct, you might be missed. Who's the first person to be able to see that data is incorrect? The employee themselves. So I think from that, being able to take ownership, being able to make data-led decisions, seeing all my people data in one place has been a big plus for employees. That's the feedback that we're getting. And just being able to have the system on your mobile, I think that's a big thing as well. So previously, you would need to be connected, be in the office, be on the office network just to log your leave, just to do quick user feedback. Now, having it on your mobile, being able to say after a project, actually, Nomsa did very good in that presentation, and giving that on-the-spot feedback, that's worked brilliantly. The performance management cycle being handled and being able to do that on your phone has also been a great plus for our employees, I think.
Fantastic. Nomsa Luisa is IT Executive in charge of Employee and Workplace Enablement at Old Mutual. Thanks for sharing your insights with Tech Central today. And now over to Kiv.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Right. I'm joined now in the hot seat by Kiv Moodley. He is Country MD of Workday South Africa. Welcome, Kiv. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Duncan. Good to be back.
Good. Kiv, for those who are new on this podcast, watching this podcast to Workday, what does the company do? Which industries does it focus on?
Awesome. So Workday is an enterprise cloud management company. We provide human capital, financial, and analytics services within the cloud. We've been in South Africa since 2018, roughly have over 10,000 customers globally with 18,000 employees. And we're rated by most of the analysts as one of the best cloud solutions when it comes to business applications.
Okay, excellent. Short and sweet. So, Kiv, tell me a bit about Workday's history with Old Mutual specifically.
Sure. Workday went through a process with Old Mutual when they were evaluating their human capital requirements. And as we went through that evaluation process with them, we came out as the partner that Old Mutual selected as being the right fit for the organization, which is great for us because we also identify very closely with their brand. I think coming back to your earlier question, in terms of industries, financial services is one of the key industries that Workday partners with a lot of customers on as well.
Okay, great. So tell us a bit about the project that you embarked on with Old Mutual. We've heard from NOMSA, but from a Workday perspective, maybe take us through your engagement with them and what they asked you to deliver and what the project entailed.
So the history behind the relationship was Old Mutual went through an RFP process looking for a vendor or a partner to help them with the human capital requirements. As they went through the evaluation process, Workday came out as a right fit for the organization. We do identify very closely with Old Mutual as well, as they are based in the financial services industry, and we have a lot of customers there. The end goal with Old Mutual is with their 30,000 customers or 30,000 employees across various countries, they want to have single view of the employee base.
Okay, so take us through what was involved in deploying the solution.
It was, I think NOMSA mentioned, it was a project that took through that went through the COVID period as well. So we understood their business requirements, understood the data that they had, and we went through a process to understand how do we streamline and remove a lot of the complexity. So when I listened back to NOMSA's piece with you, a lot of it was about how do we simplify the landscape? How do we make sure that Old Mutual has the right business processes in place? Look at employment engagement as well. How do we make sure that the platform provides the employees with the right engagement that they possibly need? Also agility. You know, Old Mutual is an established organization, but as Old Mutual grows in terms of their business and as they expand, how do we make sure that the platform can expand with them? And I think the last thing for us was making sure that we provide them with tangible business value that helps their shareholders and helps the stakeholders, but more importantly, helps the line managers in terms of knowing the employees and having the data at the right time.
Now, Kiv, this podcast series has been grouped around the concept of change makers, which I know is a very important concept or philosophy to Workday. Maybe just take us through how this Old Mutual project aligns with Workday's philosophy of change makers here in South Africa.
Excellent. So NOMSA is somebody that I've known for quite some time across the various organizations she works for. I think for us, we've always identified with NOMSA as being change maker. She's a business leader and a technology leader within the industry. She's actually somebody who inspired me many years ago to actually embark on doing my MBA. So based on the studies that she was doing at the time. So we identify very closely with her in terms of how passionate she is, in terms of mentoring, coaching, her vision when it comes to technology, and also perspective on business. And we've watched her over the last couple of years lead successfully, really challenging technology projects.
Excellent. Excellent. Just lastly, Kiv, take us through from Workday's perspective, what the project was able to deliver from a value perspective to Old Mutual. What has Old Mutual been able to derive from this partnership in your view?
Sure. So I think, again, listening back to feedback from NOMSA and some of the Old Mutual executives, the key thing for us is data-driven decisions, being able to have a single view of the employee base, understanding the employee behavior, and being able to use our data in terms of modeling how the company can improve, leading to better efficiencies and better operational excellence.
Kiv Moodley is MD, country MD of Workday South Africa. Thank you to you and NOMSA for joining us on TCS Plus today. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Duncan.